بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still reading this chapter on must not make zulm upon anyone of anyone, and if perchance we did, then to sort out those matters, yea, in this world, to ask mu'afi and to correct the matters, and not leave it for the day of Qiyamah, for there it will be extremely severe, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that a zulmat, that the zulm that we make, not fulfilling the rights of others, depriving them of their rights, and it will be result in lot of darkness on the day of Qiyamah. Darkness upon darkness, which in the Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala says, it is like placing your hand in front of your eyes, but you cannot see your hand. So much darkness there will be. So unfortunately, such people won't be able to see their path, the direction they have to go, because of all the darkness that will be there. And many other wa'eeds, as we have read, and we will be reading in the other hadith also. So Allah Ta'ala help us and guide us, that in all matters we should see that we don't make any zulm, and if there was, then to correct it. On the day of Qiyamah, the good deeds of the oppressor will be given to the oppressed. This is again another very stern warning, that a person might be doing good deeds, namazes, etc., perhaps nafal also, tahajjud, etc., rozas also, and he'll have mountains of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who is a muflis, a person who's gone bankrupt, who is that? So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum explained, according to the dunya terms, what they feel, who is a person who is gone bankrupt. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the real bankrupt person of my ummah will be a person who will come with mountains of good deeds. And then there will be claimants, people will claim their rights. Somebody will say, you backbited about me. Somebody will say, you swore me. Somebody said, you did not pay my money. Whatever it might be, all the claimants that will be made. And then they won't be able to be paid out in monetary terms or anything. Then his sawabs will be taken, until it will be depleted and there will be no sawabs left, and still the claimants are coming and still they are asking their rights. Then since he cannot pay them, he will have to take their gunas, and then he will turn where he had mountains of good deeds, now there will be mountains of gunas. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that is the real muflis, the real person who has gone insolvent, bankrupt in my ummat. If these are lacking or insufficient to balance the wrong committed, the sins of the oppressed will be passed on to the oppressor. As explained, then all their sins will come on to us. So Allah Ta'ala protect us, and to ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, we should try and go out of our way to get it redeemed, ask the persons that we have done wrong to, that they should forgive us. And we should also ask Allah Ta'ala for His forgiveness. And we should not forget that famous dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when in Arafat, Hajjatul Wada, all the duas of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were accepted, besides the dua of Hukukul Ibad, the rights of fellow people. And Shaitan was getting happy about this, that they will do everything, all their sins they will get redeemed, but they will get caught in Hukukul Ibad. And then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was extremely concerned of his ummah. When he went to Muzdalifah, then there also he made this dua, and there this dua was then accepted. And Shaitan became completely destroyed, humiliated. And he said that my whole life's effort, and these people will come here to Arafat, Muzdalifah, and make their du'as, and then they will be forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. So that famous dua we should not forget, and give the wasta of the dua of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam of Muzdalifa to intercede for us for that. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa takaffal bi ridha khusumina. We should be making that dua regularly. One is therefore well advised to abstain from all forms of oppression, whatever it is, and in the light of some difficulties and hardships that come to us, untoward condition that we face from on a day-to-day basis, let us not forget to turn to Allah Ta'ala and ask Him for His help. For yeah, we can go to courts and we can sort out our matters, but the real doer of everything is from Allah Ta'ala. And all whatever happens to us, we have to see where what our amal and our conditions are. Conditions come according to our amal, how our amal are. So we should not forget to make tawbah, istighfar, and to turn to Allah and seek His help. May Allah relieve us and everyone from all the difficulties and hardships, whatever they may be, and to give us the tawfiq to turn to Allah with tawbah, istighfar, and plead in His God, in His court, for His help. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.